أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن ليذكروا وما يزيدهم إلا نفورا. قل لو كان معه آلهة كما يقولون إذا لابتغوا إلى ذي العرش سبيلا. سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. These are verses number 41 to 43 of Surah Bani Israel. Before these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given certain specific instructions, commandments and prohibitions. And then we also discussed Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that these were the same instructions and prohibitions that Allah Ta'ala had given to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the Yahud, the Bani Israel. After all of that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا. صَرَّفَ يُصَرِّفُ تَصْرِيف in Arabic actually means to turn. In other words, to repeat something continuously. And certainly we turned about. In other words, we repeated constantly in this Qur'an different ways of explanation. Sometimes an explicit command, sometimes a command by way of a narration that Allah Ta'ala narrates of a previous ummah. And in different ways, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brought the very same theme. All for what? لِيَذَّكَّرُوا. So that man may think, man may take heed, man may accept. Sometimes we may not understand when there is a direct command. So there may be a parable, an example, there may be an incident that is brought with it, but we will see through the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala establishes, for example, Tawheed in very many, many different ways. And all of that is for us to take heed. وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. But it does not increase in them but resentment. What happens to the kuffar? Some of them, they read this Quran and they become more and more against the Quran. They become more and more agitated. Their arrogance increases and they abhor this more and more, like in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's no fault of the Quran. There's no fault in the subject matter, in the words, but the fault is in the hearts of those individuals that had this nafrat and this hatred for the Quran Sharif. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. One very typical example Allah Ta'ala is now giving. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there was with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala a God, a deity, an object of worship, if there was a partner to Allah Ta'ala, كَمَا يَقُولُونَ, like they have claimed, that is the disbelievers, إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا, then they would have found a path and a way to the owner of the arsh, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Had there been another God, then that God would have revolted against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We see it all the time in government. We see sometimes there's a coup, sometimes there's an overthrow, sometimes there's an opposition. So those gods would have most certainly tried to overthrow Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And where we would have seen it, when you have instability in a government, then you will find in the whole country there is instability. You would have seen that instability in this entire universe, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun. So if there was any other God, that God would have never tolerated that Allah Ta'ala has a greater share and that God has a lesser share. And in this way, again, Allah is giving the example now. Look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is presenting this to us. No other God would have wanted to be inferior to Allah Ta'ala, and let Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala be superior. So we do not see all of that. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا. In Surah Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala says, if there was another God with Allah, then there would have been corruption in the system of this earth and the universe. سُبْحَانَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, glory be to Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most perfect. Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is most high. Amma yaqulun, high above what they say. Uluwan kabira, excessively exalted. In other words, whatever they may say, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is far above that, and Allah Ta'ala is far beyond that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.